This is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. The opioid epidemic has become the deadliest drug crisis in American history. It stems from prescription drugs and impacts people regardless of their socioeconomic status. North Carolina is one of the states hit hardest by this scourge, which is both a health care and a law enforcement challenge. The President's Commission on Combating Drug Addiction and the Opioid Crisis recently released initial recommendations, with a final report expected this fall. Governor Roy Cooper is a member of that commission, and before we talk about this with members of the medical and law enforcement community, we spend some time with Governor Cooper. Thanks for joining us, Governor. Nice to have you with us.
Glad to be with you, Mike. This is such a critical issue right now.
I mentioned that this epidemic is considered a medical and a law enforcement issue. Is this an indication that we're changing our approach to the war on drugs, or is this simply because of how this addiction seems to originate in the doctor's office as opposed to in back alleys?
Well, I think it's some of both. I mean, law enforcement has realized that we have to keep going after the drug traffickers and the drug kingpins and those who would try to import heroin and synthetic fentanyl, these opioids that kill people, into our state and our country. But law enforcement also realizes that we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. People who have substance use disorder have significant medical problems that have to be dealt with treatment. And I'm pleased that we have, in North Carolina, been able to release a multi-step approach to this problem that includes involvement of law enforcement. I understand you're going to hear from Chief Bashore of the Nashville, North Carolina Police Department. He'll tell you about Project Hope, where they're having people who come in who are addicted, and they are saying, we're not going to arrest you. We're going to make sure you get into treatment. And law enforcement is understanding this, that we have to get people treatment, that this vicious cycle of emergency room overdose to jail, back out again, another overdose, doesn't work. And law enforcement diversion to treatment and prevention is working, and we've got statistical proof that it is.
We're working
together on that.
North Carolina ranks 10th in the nation in the number of citizens caught up in all of this. What do you suppose the reason for that is? Why do we rank so high?
Well, I think it's a problem all over the country. I was just with governors and from all of the country, and most all of them recognize this as a crisis. And yes, North Carolina is right there with some of the rest of them. We've had 13,000 people die from opioid overdose since 1999, and we're having four die a day. So what we know we need to do is to get people treated and to make sure that we emphasize prevention and the widespread use of naloxone, which is a life-saving drug that helps people, it literally brings them back to life.
Yeah, it's the antidote.
They overdose.
Mm-hmm. You're a member of the President's Commission that I talked about at the very beginning of this program. They have suggested a number of steps to take, among them increasing treatment under Medicaid. If this epidemic crosses all socioeconomic lines, why is Medicaid necessary?
Well, we need more people with health care coverage. And if you kick people off of health care coverage, you're going to have fewer people who have access to treatment. So expansion of Medicaid coverage to people, and particularly when the federal government will pay for most all of it, then the state should make sure that it accepts that. And this national group is recommending that the president issue a state of emergency, which would allow waivers to expand Medicaid for treatment, which we think is important. And we have to remember that a lot of the blame is in with the pharmaceutical companies and the medical community, which let prescription opioid abuse get out of hand. I talked to so many people who began getting hooked on opioids from a simple injury that they might have had or an operation that they had. These drugs are so very powerful and are so gripping and getting people off of them is a physical nightmare. The withdrawal symptoms are tragic for people. So this is an issue that all of us have to pull together, the pharmaceutical companies, medical community, the law enforcement community, the healthcare community, our community groups, families. Most of the kids who are starting with opioids get them from their parents' home or their grandparents' home or a friend's home, where people just casually keep these very powerful opioids in the medicine cabinet. And studies are showing that parents are talking to their kids about street drugs and alcohol, but not about prescription drugs. And that has to change, because these drugs can kill you, maybe even more of a chance for that to happen than with street drugs.
I want to go back to the Medicaid situation, because as you well know, one of the reasons that the Affordable Care Act is not working well in certain states is because those states did not accept the expansion of Medicaid under that program, and North Carolina is one of them. And your predecessor, Governor McCrory, told me several times on this program his reasoning for not taking that extra money for Medicaid was the fact that there was a sunset provision and they didn't know what it was going to cost the state once the federal government stopped contributing to the expansion of Medicaid. So in a state like North Carolina, whose legislature has said, no, we're not going to do this under Obamacare, what's the likelihood of being able to expand it under the president's commission that you're a member of?
Well, I still think there's a chance for North Carolina to expand. Republican House legislators have introduced Carolina Cares, which is a North Carolina-tailored plan to accept the federal money to expand health care coverage. I support it. A number of legislators support it. We can get more people treated for their substance abuse addictions through this. And it's pretty clear that there is strong support across the country, because even with a Republican president and a Republican Congress and U.S. Senate, they still could not turn back the Medicaid coverage that had already been put across the country. North Carolina has the opportunity to accept billions of dollars, which will help particularly our rural economy, provide tens of thousands of healthcare jobs, get more people covered, and particularly can help us address this opioid crisis. And we can do it in a way that most all of it is federal money, and the other part of it can come from healthcare providers like hospitals in North Carolina, so that no state tax money goes toward it. This is a layup. It is something that we should have done several years ago, but there's still an opportunity to do it. And this opioid crisis puts this issue in the forefront.
I only have another minute left.
Don't have medical insurance, they're not going to be able to get the treatment that they need.
I only have another minute left with you, Governor, and I wanted to ask you about this, because part of this problem is that it may start with a prescription drug, but then if the prescription runs out or the doctor refuses to fill it, people are now turning to street versions of these drugs, and they're cheaper in many cases and many cases more lethal. What can be done about that?
Well, that is a problem, because now it's more difficult to get prescription drugs, because we passed laws to make it more difficult to write these prescriptions. We encouraged pharmaceutical companies, and I've even pushed pharmaceutical companies through lawsuits and to make sure that they make it harder for people to get addicted to these painkillers. But they're also becoming more expensive on the street, and people are turning to heroin and fentanyl, which are opioids that are extremely dangerous. It comes back to prevention and treatment. We have to make sure that people are treated and that they get the treatment that they need to get off of these drugs. Prevention and treatment work. We just got to provide the support and to make sure that people get it. And that's the way to reduce this problem of overdose. It affects people across the income spectrum, people of all races. It affects Republicans and Democrats. It requires a bipartisan, strong solution, and we all need to work on it together.
Governor Roy Cooper, a member of the President's Commission on Combating Drug Addiction and the Opioid Crisis, thank you for joining us, and feel free to come back whenever you'd like.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're very welcome, sir.